I'm Rose Ely. I live in Cromer, born and bred in Cromer, and I've worked for Davis's firm for about 40 years. I serve people, talk to people, chat with them, take a biggie out of them, dress crabs, do lobsters. I learnt from my mother how to dress a crab when I was 4 years old. My grandmother used to sell crabs in New Street. I never knew my grandmother. I grew up with my grandfather. He passed away when I was seven, but I learned a lot from him. He used to go to sea. He was in a boat once when they were catching heron, and the boat capsized, and they just about saved their lives. They lost the boat, they lost the heron, they lost everything. But they didn't, thankfully, lose their lives. My grandfather went to sea, my great-grandfather went to sea, my great-great-grandfather went to sea, and so did my great-great-grandfather. And I can't go back any further than that because the records are gone. The women years ago, when they used to have lifeboats where they didn't have the tractors like they had now, they used to push them down the beach, things like that. The majority of them are fishermen's wives. They're also lifeboatmen wives. So they had two roles. But they do what they do. I mean, they do it all over the country. And they are, well, they are the pride of anywhere. They are a very close-knit family. We are in here. We are a family. God help anybody who come between us. I mean, even our bosses are family. We're not family related, but we are a very close family. I feel the pride for the simple reason all of my family through years gone back have suffered hardship. And I think if I was a man, I would probably have gone to sea too. But they don't allow women. And anyway, I'm too old now. But there is a lot of pride in it. When we serve in someone, we take pride, we take time. There's a lot of banter go on. Some people don't like it, but after time they come round to our way of thinking. But we must have been doing something right, because we wouldn't still be here, would we? The Heron girls were the same, weren't they? Because they earned pittance, really. For the money they earned, they didn't get an awful lot, did they? I mean, I wish I could do a crab at the speed they do a heron. But I mean, you can average out a dress crab a couple of minutes, 2.5 minutes, if you're really under pressure. Touch wood, they never really cut their fingers. They never had any problems. I can remember the drifters and trawlers we had at Yarmouth and Galston, that area, and Lowestoft, but I can't remember the herring. I'd have been too young. But they are a fascinating lot. In the old days, they used to sit and knit, didn't they? Must be where I get it from, because I love knitting. So there must be something in that. It's had to come through the lines, hasn't it? I mean, I've got three sisters, and not one of my sisters are interested. I was the only one who ever learnt at my mother's knee. I don't know why, but I just did. And I'm not the oldest one of the family, so there must be something that's in your brain that makes you pick up these things. I mean, I've taught some of the girls here different things to do, you know, little tricks of the trade and things like that. But none of my children want to do it. None of the youngsters want to come forward and do it, which is a shame. And I think it will change, but I hope it don't change in my lifetime. I wouldn't want it to change in my lifetime. It's slowly disappearing. There's an awful lot of things that are disappearing. They used to go winkle picking. That's gone. Do make you wonder. Is that due to supermarkets? Is that due to people's greed? Or people's laziness? Because they'd rather cook something in a bag than they would work with it. I think that's bad. It will come to the point where you'll have so many supermarkets, the little shops will go, supermarkets will go pang, and then they'll say, well, where are all the little shops? Such a shame, but there you go.